What's up, boys and girls and everything in between? This is Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She is Leah, and she is over-caffeinated, which means this is probably going to be an interesting conversation.
We're in trouble, folks.
What are we going to talk about this week, Leah?
Well, I would like to talk about your shirt, first of all. I'm loving it. I wish you guys could see it. It's a shirt of this cartoon version of Britney with a snake when she did the whole, you know, snake bit of the VMAs. I'm obsessed.
I'm glad you're obsessed with my shirt.
Yeah.
I was going to see if you were going to lead us into any particular direction before we dive into the meat
of
the conversation.
That is not my forte.
I know. That's what I get for entrusting you with the keys to the castle. I want to start out once again by thanking everybody who's been listening and subscribing and leaving comments and 5-star ratings anywhere and everywhere that you can listen to the Bear With Us podcast. It really helps. It continues to grow. We are eternally grateful for
keep that shit up.
There we go.
I interrupted
This
you.
Is how it's going to be. This is going to be another one of these episodes. I apologize in advance, Emilio, our wonderful editor. I'm sure his bleep button will be sore by the end of this week.
His bleep button will be sore.
His bleep.
My bleep button is sore. Anywho.
As we've learned, caffeine is definitely not conducive.
I literally was just napping 30 minutes ago on the couch.
And now you're at 11, wired for sound, and you've interrupted 4 sentences that I've spoken already.
I said I was going to get better at that. I'm gonna try again. Ready?
Okay, it's kind of ironic that that is what we're going to talk about today, is things that drive each other crazy.
Little pet peeves, you know?
Yeah, and I'm going to start the list by saying you are a habitual interrupter.
I am.
And nobody can even argue that.
I am.
You just have a thought and it has to come out
week.
Right now.
I know, because you know why?
Why?
I know I discussed this on last week's podcast about how shy I was. So for the longest time, I felt like I never got a word in. I always just let people talk. I let them talk over me. I let them just say what they want to say. And I always just sat there and listened. And then I decided, you know what? My voice needs to be heard. And I'm not going to let people push me around anymore. So then I just started speaking my mind and interrupting people.
So now you've become the verbal equivalent of ham-fisted.
What the hell is ham-fisted?
It's when you just pound on the table and go, I want my way.
Well, no. I don't think I'm like that. But I just feel like for the longest time, I held myself back. And now I just want my voice to be heard.
I think you should maybe exercise a little bit of restraint from time to time. It's rude to interrupt people.
I know. I don't mean to.
I've instilled that with my children.
You know, I get it from my dad. My dad, you can't even finish a sentence without him interrupting. Not one sentence. And it's so annoying.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Well, we're not going to discuss daddy issues this week. I'm sure that's somewhere down the line.
Daddy.
However, I need you to be mute for the next several seconds as I have very important business to get to. Because much like every week thus far, we have reminded people that this podcast is best enjoyed with a beverage in your hand. And there is no better beverage than Capo Caña wine. Be bougie, on a budget. It's not for wine snobs. Head over to www.capocaña.com and order a whole bunch.
Spelled C-A-P-O-C-A-G-N-A.
There you go. That was a pleasant interruption. That added to the task at hand.
You're welcome.
Very well done. You're learning. We're growing together. And this podcast is much more enjoyable if you are under the influence of Capo Caña.
Yeah. So get under the influence or get the hell out of here.
That's it.
So pet peeves. That's what we're talking about today.
Right. On the drive here today, full disclosure, and most of the day, we knew this was going to be the topic of conversation. I was having a bit of a hard time really pinpointing things about you that drive me nuts because there are very few.
And that's a lie.
No, that's not a lie. Everyone has things that get on their nerves about other people, whether they be significant others or just people in general. I was having a hard time nailing down X, Y, and Z. Like, this thing drives me crazy, or that thing drives me crazy. More often than not, it's something that'll bother me in the moment, but not anything that I dwell on or that I focus on or think, God, she's doing that thing again. other than the interruptions, which we've already addressed and we shan't go back.
I'm going to work on that. I'm trying. In real life, do I interrupt you a lot or is it just on the podcast? Because I'm trying to figure out how to find my voice here in this podcast setting.
Oh, you have a voice. Your voice is heard. You're the star of the show, some would say.
What?
I am just...
Me?
I am the parsley to your steak.
Really? So yeah. I'm the steak.
Yeah, I'm playing second fiddle. That's what I do best.
I don't know if that's true.
I like to accentuate the main course.
Oh, baby, you're the appetizer, the main course, the dessert. You're a whole freaking meal, let me just tell you. And I'm hungry. I'm eating good tonight. Anyway, keep going.
Your voice is heard.
Do I interrupt you in real life a lot, or is it just on the podcast?
Not to the point that I notice it.
Okay.
I feel like it's more of a podcast issue.
And not that this is not real life. This is fake life, I guess. I don't know why I'm saying that, but I'm saying without, you know, the microphones.
Yeah, the microphone definitely brings out the worst in you. But let's do this as a volley, as to not dogpile on one another.
Yeah, now I'm nervous about this, okay? Because I don't want this to turn into tearing each other apart. I don't want to be like, oh, you do this wrong, that wrong. Because unlike you, I've made a list.
Okay.
So.
By the way, if we break up by the end of this podcast.
I know. I'm nervous. You know,
it's been a good run.
Okay, well, I think that my biggest pet peeve is you leaving dishes in the sink.
Okay.
That's like my biggest pet peeve. And the fact that you don't help me with the dishes most of the time.
Right.
That drives me nuts. Okay. Especially when I'm like, hey, babe, do you mind emptying the dishwasher today? And you're like, yeah, sure, no problem. 5 hours go by, the dishwasher still isn't empty. I'm like, hey, babe, don't mind me over here emptying the damn dishwasher, slamming the dishes around.
I'm pretty sure you denied that exact thing several weeks ago. And I made that joke and I was like, yeah. When you empty the dishwasher, you make as much noise as humanly possible and guilt trip me. But the key is, you say today. Can you empty the dishwasher today? Not right now.
Okay, but the whole thing is, now other dishes are piling up in the sink because I can't put them in the dishwasher. And like, I hate having a dirty kitchen. It just drives me berserk.
But we don't have a dirty kitchen.
But having dishes in the sink makes a dirty kitchen. It's making me want to swear.
Well, obviously.
Empty the damn dishwasher. I don't ask you to do many chores around the home. I think I take care of
you do.
Everything.
You're
I sweep the floors. I wash the floors. I wash the counters about 76 times a day. I make sure everything's organized. I pick up all 347 of Pancake's toys. I do the laundry. I clean the bathrooms. I do fold the laundry. I do your kids' laundry. I even take out the damn trash. There's really not many things I ask you to do.
You're going to get no argument from me, other than the fact that I do contribute. I'm often taking out the trash.
Ooh,
and
he takes out the trash.
Who cleaned the bathroom?
Okay, the first time ever. When did we move in?
December.
Okay, how many times have you cleaned the bathroom?
All three of them. This was probably the second time.
Thank you.
I'm not denying.
Do you think your kid's mirror in their bathroom just magically cleans itself? You have three young children. There's toothpaste in places I didn't even know you could get toothpaste.
I completely agree. That is the weirdest phenomena I've ever encountered, is the ability of my children to put toothpaste at the top of the mirror, which is about 8 feet in the air. None of them are
that
tall.
How many times have you cleaned their mirror?
Twice.
Okay, we moved in December.
Point taken. Your pet peeve would be that I need to do more around the house.
Right.
Fair enough. Probably a pretty common one. I have a feeling that a lot of people listening to this are going, see? He doesn't do it either.
And here's the thing. I haven't been working as much lately. I haven't been traveling. So I have no problem going out of my way to make sure that the house is clean. But even when I was working and we were working the same hours and traveling the same amount, I was still doing it.
Fair.
So that's all.
No argument.
This is like therapy right now. I feel good. My like chest feels light. My shoulders are like, I'm like a bird. If you're a bird, I'm a bird. Okay, keep going. Now name something else about me that you don't like, even though there's probably not much.
There's not. There's honestly not. And I'm not saying that to score points. I'm sure there are things like once we get done recording this, by the end of the car ride to the airport, I'm going to be like, oh, damn it. I should have said this. I hate when you
do that.
Well,
hit me with it.
I don't know. The other thing, and this is a broad one, that makes me absolutely batshit crazy.
What?
Is your indecision. Ugh. You are the most indecisive person I know.
That is so not true.
That is 100% true, as evidenced by any time I ask the question, what do you want to do for dinner?
Ugh.
You go, I don't care. What do you want? And then I'll make a suggestion, and you go, nah, not feeling that. And then I go, okay, what are you in the mood for? I don't know. Okay. And then we have this weird standoff where nothing happens, and I continue to grow hungry and frustrated.
Hangry?
Yes.
This happened last night.
Yes, exactly.
But you were the indecisive one.
No, that's not true.
That is so true.
I knew exactly what I wanted. I wanted seafood.
There was a restaurant in the Strip that we've been wanting to try, and we walk in, first of all. It's not busy in there. We walk in and we're standing there. I didn't make a reservation because I looked on OpenTable and they had all of the time slots open. So to me, that meant I didn't need a reservation because we weren't sure exactly what time we wanted to go. We didn't want to be late or be early. We walk in. We proceeded to be ignored for at least 5 minutes. That is not an exaggeration.
Right.
Bus boys, servers, waitresses, bartenders are walking by us. Not one person acknowledges us. Finally, the woman comes out. She goes, do you guys have a reservation? And I said, no, we don't, because they were all open on OpenTable. So we decided. She's like, I don't know if I'll be able to get you in. I don't know if I'll be able to get you in, she said. And already Matt is so annoyed. He's like, let's get out of here. Let's go. And I was like, well, can you check? She's like, sure, let me check. She's like, another a few minutes go by. Yeah, I think I can get you in. What do you mean you think you can get us in? Either you can or you can't. So then she was about to sit us down and Matt's like, let's get the f*** out of here.
I think I said it slightly less angrily.
But yeah, that was annoying. So then you didn't know where you wanted to go after that.
Right.
We ended up going to Kaya, and Kaya was amazing. The best jambalaya of my life.
It wasn't jambalaya.
Oh.
Paella. Did you just snort?
Whatever.
It's not just as pertains to food, but that's the biggest one. But even when we do agree on, let's say, a place to eat for dinner, you still need more options.
I like options.
I have never met someone who will regularly order multiple entrees just to take a bite of one thing and then go, oh, I want to try that. I'm going to order this whole meal. And then it just goes
to waste.
Well,
it doesn't go to waste. I bring it home and we eat it.
When?
Babe, come on. I don't like to waste food. I'm not a food waster. You, on the other hand, are a food waster.
I don't believe so.
All of a sudden you get a microphone in front of you, you act like you're a big bad save the food world.
When do I waste food?
All the damn time.
Give me an example.
How many meals did you throw out of the fridge?
That's more of a space issue than a waste issue.
Babe, look to me in my eyeball.
I am looking you dead in your eyeball.
You are lying.
That is not, no, that's
anywho,
not.
Anywho, I like options, okay? I really like when we go out for dinner, a lot of times we order like a bunch of apps and just try different things.
But your indecision extends to food choices, even in a snacking manner, because I have never in my life seen someone who purchases as much dip and condiments as you. It is bizarre. It is insane. I understand sometimes you want to try some different things. If you're eating chips and you want dip, like a dip usually will do for most people. Like, I'm going to eat chips and guacamole, or chips and salsa, or chips and sour cream and onion dip. Whatever that might be, when you bring a snack out, there is a bag of pretzel chips or pretzels or whatever.
Veggies.
And 41 dips. You can't even see the top of the table anymore. You've got 6 flavors of hummus. You've got 4 types of tzatziki. You've got whatever buffalo bean dip.
Okay, but I just really like to enjoy a good variety of dips. Is there anything wrong with that?
No, it's there. It's
I put
not.
My hand up on my head. When I dip, you dip later.
That was the whole reason I added that, was I was hoping you would sing that particular song.
You're welcome.
What else have you got? What else drives you nuts about
me? I would just like to say, how is that a pet peeve if I like dips?
It's
like,
not a pet peeve.
What don't you like about your girlfriend? Well, she's got a lot of dips in the fridge, so get the bitch out of here.
Well, you just made fun of me. You just complained that I had to throw some of my meals away, but if a top shelf of the refrigerator wasn't stocked solely with dips. And
I love a good dip.
I know you do. And I feel like if there was a hard choice to make, me or dips, I would lose.
That's not
that
true.
Is how strongly I know you feel about dip.
I do like a good tzatziki.
Jesus.
I just like to try new things. Is that okay? Like, you know.
I'm all for trying new things. However, it's kind of difficult to reach any sort of accord with you because you very rarely know specifically what you want. And I'm going to elaborate further. It's beyond the food world.
Okay. Don't even go into the movie thing.
Oh, you know exactly.
Because I was about to go to the movie thing. That's my pet peeve of yours.
Okay. Give me your take on things.
We only watch what you want on TV.
Again, you never make a decision. It happened today. I handed you the remote and said, put on what you want.
I wanted to put Friends on. I was in the mood. You know what? He's been watching TV all day. I was out and about doing things. I went and trained. I went grocery shopping. I cleaned the home while you sat on your booty and watched TV. So that's fine. You watch your shows. You watch whatever you wanted to watch. So I figured, okay, this is my first time sitting down all day. I'm going to put Friends on. And Matt doesn't really like Friends, which is fine. It's for me, not for you. So we sat down. I threw Friends on and I thought, you know what? He doesn't like it, so I don't want to make him watch it. So I threw you the remote because I was trying to be nice. That's what I get for trying to be a good girlfriend?
No, you threw me the remote, implying that I now have control over what's on the television once again, and I wanted to watch Wife Swap.
You looked at me. You have the worst taste in TV shows. You like Wife Swap. You like My 600-Pound Life. You like 90 Day Fiance. Like he watches anything on Lifetime. He's basically like my mother, like the things he watches. And I never could get into Lifetime. I'm not a Lifetime girl. That's just me. Nothing wrong with it. I'm just not into it. I'm more of a Bravo girl. So he watches all these shows and they're shows that I can't even get behind. Like 90 Day Fiance, I guess I could maybe watch, but like watching Hoarders while I'm eating breakfast and seeing these nasty homes, like I can't do it. It just grosses me out.
But again, much like the food situation, you never tell me what you want to watch, just what
you
don't
want
to watch.
Exactly.
Which is anything that I've ever seen before.
What?
You have this weird aversion to watching something, particularly movies,
yes,
that I have seen before.
I hate that. Because he's like, have you seen this movie? And I'm like, have you? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, well, I'm not watching a movie you've already watched. Like, does anyone else feel that way when you don't want to watch, like, something that your partner's already watched? You want to watch something together for the first time so it's new, it's fun, it's exciting. You can laugh at things, you can discuss things. Rather than, like, once in a while, sure, if you want to, because you think that I have, like, taste in movies and TV shows and everything. So you think, because you're you, everything you do and think and feel is the right way. And I'm just sitting there like a fucking idiot, like, oh, me, I'll just sit here and watch Finding Nemo again because that's the only thing I like, according to you.
When have we ever watched Finding
Nemo? We haven't, but I just feel like that's what you look at me as, like, you're like this esteemed like film critic, and you could basically be on like the panel to judge the Academy Awards. So you're basically on that panel to like pick best picture of the year, and I'm sitting here watching Finding Nemo. Like, that's how you look at me.
No, that's not it at all. That's terribly inaccurate. You just have a very particular taste that you will not deviate from.
If it's not
a romantic comedy, you're not into it.
Because I get anxiety. I get high blood pressure when I'm watching a thriller, like Dead to Me. I have to put it on mute. Like, I'm so scared of what's going to happen, but I want to know what happens, but I can't watch the... Like, I can't watch the drama. It gives me such anxiety. Like, I'll watch the drama on Bravo all day. Like, what Jax did to Brittany, I'll watch that on Vanderpump Rules. But I'm not trying to see what happens when, you know, like, there's a murder involved. It gives me anxiety.
Right. So we're severely limited by our movie choices because you refuse to watch 95% of movies.
And also, can I just say there's nothing wrong with Finding Nemo.
I love Finding Nemo. Hell yeah.
Great film.
You just like it because you laugh like Nemo.
Up. Who said that? Someone at work said that.
Yeah, I've seen it somewhere. I think it was on the internet, so
oh
it must be
God.
True. But yeah, that's my biggest thing, because it's like, oh, I know you don't like horror movies. Those are my favorite. But I've resigned myself to realize that I will never get to watch a horror movie in your presence for the rest of my life.
I just don't like to be scared.
I can't relate. I think it's the most fun thing in the world. But when it's like, hey, let's watch a movie. Okay.
Let's find a new movie.
10 million titles to choose from. 999,000 of them are automatically disqualified.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
And I'm very open. I would say 90% of the time when you suggest a movie, and you're like, this is great, like, you should watch it, I watch it. Even if it's something I don't want to watch, I still watch it.
When is the last time we watched a movie together that I had seen or suggested?
Yesterday on Netflix, you wanted to watch that movie.
No.
Yeah.
Completely.
See, this is what's so fucking annoying. We need someone that follows us around that will tell the truth. Because you have your side, I have my side, and we're always going to conflict. We're never on the same page when it comes to, like, what happens. You see it your way, which is the wrong way, and then I see it my way, which is the truth, and then you just constantly are in denial.
You chose the movie yesterday.
I did not. You're like, oh, what is this
I
movie?
I said, let's watch the trailer, and you went, yeah, okay, let's watch this, and you turned it on.
Okay, you suggested it because you wanted to watch the trailer. I wasn't like, oh, this is a movie I want to watch.
Okay.
True or false?
I'm not even going to get into
this. Oh, moron. Because... Okay, let's talk about more pet peeves.
Yeah, you're up.
When you put your shoes on the bed, drives me nuts.
That happened like once.
Don't put your dirty shoes on the bed.
I never put my shoes on the bed. 99.9% of the time, take my shoes off the minute I walk in the door.
Okay.
Just happened to be the other day as I was getting ready, I set my shoes on the bed and you walked in and you would have thought, you know, there was a dead body in the bed.
Okay, what other pet peeves? Sometimes I feel like when you're driving, you don't look. You just go. Unless you're looking like in this discreet way and you're a periph that I don't know. But like when we're in our parking garage, you just back out.
You know,
you don't even look.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but they have these cool new inventions that they've begun to put in motor vehicles called mirrors.
Yeah, but you also have blind spots. And I think you forget about the blind spot.
I think you're not taking into consideration the size of us as human beings and the difference in blind spots. I can see a lot more from a seated position, perhaps. I don't know. I think I'm a great driver.
I think you're okay. I mean, you're not a terrible driver, but I just feel like you don't check the surroundings. And so one thing my dad always told me, I'm totally digressing. When I first started learning how to drive, he always said, never assume. You can't assume someone's going to stop at the stop sign. You can't assume someone sees that they have a red light and they're going to stop. You have to assume these people are going to blow through them and you never know. You have to drive cautiously. I'm an aggressive driver, but I'm also cautious. You assume everything. Because we went on, we're on a bike ride. And you're like, it's fine, they have a stop sign. I'm like, yeah, but I don't know if they're going to stop with a stop sign. You have to make sure you wait for them to actually stop. Because if they don't see it, or if you just, they're not from the area, they don't know. They could just blow through and then see you later.
Do stop signs mean different things in different areas?
No, babe, but a lot of times, how many, like, I'm sure there's been times before we've accidentally, like, gone through a stop sign because you didn't see it. I've been with you in the car. I'm like, babe, there's, you're like, oh shit, I didn't even know. Like, you didn't realize. It happens. And guess what? Had I been riding my bike in front of you when you didn't see the stop sign, I wouldn't be here anymore. You can't assume. And I think you assume. And you know what happens when you assume? It makes an ass out of you and me.
That has been your dad joke for the day.
What do you think? Should we answer some questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
A little mail time?
Let's do it.
Here's the mail, it never fails.
No,
it
we
makes
can't
me want to wag my tail.
Week.
When it comes, I want to wail. Mail!
We're going to get sued.
I want to be on Broadway. I need to show off my voice.
No one is
I
listening
have the voice
to this from
of
Broadway.
An angel. How do you know?
Because I know.
Hey, Broadway babes, listen up.
Go
hire
ahead.
Me.
Oh, that was a great hard sell. Surely the offers will come a knocking. All right, let's dive into the mailbag.
All right. Question number one, honey. My boyfriend won't let me kiss him in public. Is that normal for men?
Yeah, it's totally normal if he hates you.
Yeah, that's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm totally, like, I understand when people are, like, against PDA. If, like, you're against PDA, I get that. I'm not one of those people, but I also don't think that I'm... Like, we're not all over each other in public.
Right, I think there's a line.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, a kiss or, you know, something, a hand-holding, like, there's never, that to me is never a problem.
Right.
But I get, like, not wanting to go full-blown.
And there's a time and a place, like you're making out in the pew in church or something.
Or, like, in first class in the airplane and completely forget what's happening around you.
What? I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was quite
we
a
had
time.
A full-on make-out sesh on the airplane.
And immediately regretted it once
we're
we
like
realized
making
what was
out,
happening.
Making out, and then all we're like, we're on a plane right now.
Yeah, not a good look.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think it's kind of weird. So tell your boyfriend, or let us tell him, and make him subscribe to this podcast, and we will shame him.
I feel like if your partner is not like even willing to give you a kiss in public, then there's something more going on there, don't you think?
Yeah,
we can leave it at that.
You might have just ruined that relationship with that thought. There's something more going on.
Well,
now
there
her
is.
Suspicions are up.
Yeah,
the
and
hairs
they
on the back of her
be.
Neck are standing.
If you weren't kissing me in public, I'd kick you to the curb.
Fair.
Catch you later, toots. Question number two, honey.
What is this voice that you keep devolving
into? That's my
into?
Question voice.
Oh, the question
voice. Like when we get to the questions, that's how I address them.
Oh, I introduce it sounds like to that. Me like you should be like in a ball gown on top of a piano when you talk that way.
Give me a little thing for my long cigarette. What is that thing called?
A cigarette holder?
Those long things, they look so classy.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't smoke, so. How many nights a week should you spend together?
I have the correct answer. More nights with your partner than without, if possible.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to go out with your friends a couple nights, or you have work things to do or whatever, other obligations, cool. But in my opinion, it should always err toward the side of your partner. Like, if you understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I guess it also depends, A, how old you are, B, what your situation is. Like, do you guys live, like, close to each other? Do you have to, like, drive an hour to get to your partner? And, you know, then it makes it easier to spend a few nights together in a row rather than, like, you pack a little bag or something. I don't know. I haven't been in a situation where, you know, I'm dating someone that lives down the street. Like, I don't know what that's like. Not since I was in high school, maybe. So, like, how many nights do you want to spend with me, babe?
I think six, ideally.
Okay, no. Together.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, we live together. So, seven, yeah.
What are you going to do, kick me out one night a week?
One night a week is probably healthy for everybody, but
I agree. Like, this is a bad thing to say, but, like, you're going on the road, right, for a few days. And
sure.
It's, like, it gives me a chance to miss you. And, like, that's how we started dating. When we were constantly, like, on the road. It was a long distance. And we didn't live in the same state. All we did was miss each other.
Right.
Sometimes it's nice to miss each other.
Agreed.
So that's cool. Should we answer one more?
Sure, let's do it. We got time to kill.
Let's see. Question number three, honey. That's trace or toi, if you speak Francais. Where is the best place to go on a first date with your partner?
It depends on who your partner is and what they like.
Or not partner, but, like, that's what they put. But I'm sure it's maybe their interest, their crush.
Sure. Well, yeah, I mean,
their
it kind
POI,
of
if
varies on a person-to-person basis.
What would you recommend for, like, a first date? What would you like to do? Or, like, say it's our first date. Where would you take me? And there aren't cameras involved because that was what happened on our first date.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can always play it safe, like dinner and a movie or an activity of some sort. And I would wait for, like, the cocktails on the back end. Like, maybe have one or two to loosen up, but then you don't want to get sloppy drunk on your first.
Right. Well,
you wait till the second for that one.
Definitely dinner. I mean, I love to eat, as you know. So I feel like a nice dinner, or, like, if you say it's, like, a blind date or something and you're not quite sure, like, I think maybe a bar. Like, there's nothing wrong with going to – I'm not saying take them to, like, this dive bar and
– somewhere that has dancers on the second floor.
Yeah, exactly. But if you want to go to, like, a nice cocktail bar and have a drink, just try to, like, get to know them in a social setting, I think that's cool. I mean, what girl doesn't like to be wined and dined? I think the whole dinner and a movie thing is so passe. It's like, ugh, over it.
Well, again, I think it all depends on what the person is into. If you meet this person in an environment where it's like, oh, they're into the outdoors. So maybe you go on a hike and then
pack
go have
picnic.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million different options. Yeah. It's a case-by-case thing. There's no one answer where it's like, oh, this is going to work. Can I tell you what my go-to date in high school was?
Because
I took every girl on the same date.
Wow, let's hear. Matt Polinsky do, honey?
I would go down to Station Square
mm-hmm.
and get on the little shuttle that would cross the river to PNC Park and get the same seats in the outfield of PNC Park because I could afford them. And we would do, like, dinner in Station Square and then a PNC Park baseball game, which didn't really make anyone happy but me.
Right. So I was going to say, basically, it was a selfish date for you because it's something you like to do.
That's why I'm not in love with any of my high school sweethearts
right,
to this day.
They probably were like, this fucking guy, I don't even like baseball. He's taking me to the PNC Park.
That's why it's a case-by-case basis. Worst case scenario, do what the hell you want to do. And if they don't like it, you're not meant for each other.
You're so funny. That is so cute. Would you consider yourself, like, were you like a heartthrob in high school?
No.
Were you like, people were like, oh, I want to go on a date with Matt Polinsky?
No. Why do you keep using my full name?
People I don't
gonna,
know.
People are going to, like, stalk me now.
Because you're just like, that was you. That was your, that's who you were in high school.
I mean, that's still who I am.
Yeah, but you were like.
But no, I mean, I No, I don't think so.
Like, how many girlfriends did you have in high school?
A couple. I mean,
like at the same time, or?
I had this bad habit or brilliant habit of dating girls from other schools.
Oh.
So that it wasn't like a thing. I may or may not have cross-pollinated at times. But
baby.
Hey, you know, we all have our crosses to bear.
It's kind of hot.
But no, I wasn't like
a heartbreaker.
Like a heartthrob by any means. But yeah, keep sending in your questions. Maybe we'll read them, or maybe we'll completely ignore you.
Yeah, send us some questions. Maybe we'll read them. Maybe
we'll. Well, we made it through the majority of a podcast.
When I run out of things to say, I just copy you.
Oh, good. Well, you've heard me do the end of the show. Why don't you give it a shot?
Well, we want to thank you for joining us for this
being
chat.
A friend, travel down the road and back again. See, I can do it too.
Look at you, the voice of an angel.
Like Fergie and Jesus.
I just want to remind everyone to subscribe, to give us a 5-star rating, to write us a little review, if you will. Tell us how great we are. And thanks for sticking it out with us on this episode. And
goodbye forever.
Bye.
I like the way I do it better.
Yeah, can you do it?
Nope.
Ugh, my way sucks.
Bye.
I love a good dip.